back inside.
I'd like to call the meeting to order, and would the clerk call the roll, please?
Here.
Commissioner Shaji.
Present.
Commissioner Clark.
Present.
Commissioner Wesa.
Here.
Commissioner Riley.
Here.
Commissioner Schallenberger.
Here.
Commissioner Wine.
Here.
Chairman Cruer.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thanks. I'd like the staff to announce if there's any changes to today's agenda and any procedures.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for the audience, if you wish to speak on an item on today's agenda, please fill out a speaker slip that are located outside the room on the staff table. And please turn off any cell phones when in the chamber. Next, I'll go over the changes for today's agenda, starting on page 16. There are no changes on page 16. On page 17, item 7A, the Holiday Panay Way application is postponed.
Which one?
What?
8.
What number again, please?
Is it 8A?
8A, okay.
8A.
Also 7A, thing.
And item 8B, LA Unified School District, is also postponed. And on page 18, there are no changes.
Okay. Go right into the South Coast District.
All right.
Administrative permits.
Item number 3, the administrative permits for the Los Angeles County portion of the South Coast District. And staff is not aware of any opposition to the administrative permits and recommends the commission concur with the executive director's determination that these items qualify for issuance as administrative permits.
Any objection to finding concurrence? Hearing none, the commission concurs.
Item number 4, the consent calendar permits for the South Coast District, and staff is not aware of any opposition to the permit applications on the consent calendar and recommends the commission vote and approve the consent calendar.
Motion?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Wesa, seconded by Commissioner Clark. Both the maker and seconder asking for a yes vote. Is there any objection to a unanimous yes roll call vote on this item? Hearing none, the commission unanimously approves the consent calendar.
Item number 5 is a deputy director's report, and the South Coast items were presented to the commission yesterday, and I have no additional items to report on deputy director's report. And item number 6, there are no consent items to be moved to the regular calendar since these were all postponed, which brings us to item 7A. You could pull up the PowerPoint for 7A, please.
Have these speakers on.
All right, the 7A is a substantial issue hearing on an appeal of City of Long Beach Coastal Development Permit. The applicant is the City of Long Beach Department of Parks and Recreation, and the appellants in this case are Lawrence Goodhue and Carrie Allen. The proposed project is for the removal of 1,500 feet of chain link fence from the southwest side of Marine Stadium from Bayshore Avenue to Laverne Avenue, and remove 1,850 feet of chain link fence from Laverne Avenue to 3rd Street, and replace that portion of fence with 1,850 feet of wrought iron fence. And you can see the extent of the project on this slide here. Staff is recommending the commission find that the appeals do not raise a substantial issue. The primary concern from Mr. Goodhue, one of the appellants, is that the removal of the 1,500 feet of fence without replacing it would adversely affect boating activities in the Marine Stadium by increasing conflicts between pedestrians and cars towing boats and between swimmers and boats in the water.
Well, in favor of the project.
Ms. Alley's primary concern is the removal of the fence would adversely affect the security, safety, and privacy of adjacent residences because the fence protects the neighborhood from being overrun by traffic generated by recreational activities in Marine Stadium, especially during special events. In staff's opinion, the removal of the chain link fence and the partial replacement with a new wrought iron fence will not adversely impact public access, public safety, or public use of Marine Stadium. The existing fence is on top of a low 2-foot high brick wall, which will continue to prevent vehicles from driving directly into Marine Stadium, as can be seen on these slides here. or the parking areas at Marine Stadium. Vehicles will continue to have access to the stadium parking areas through an existing gated vehicular access points, and these gates are locked from dusk to dawn. Removal of the fences will not in any way alter public access to Marine Stadium or the use of Marine Stadium. The existing fence has many public access points that are always open. The removal of the fence will not significantly change or alter the public access in any way to Marine Stadium, in our view. And in fact, removing the fence will actually improve public access to the stadium because the public will now be able to simply walk over this low 2-foot wall. And the replacement fence will also have the same number of access points as the original fence. For crowd control during special events, the temporary fencing can be easily erected as it is done on at other venues in the city, and the city will continue to enforce vehicular and traffic controls in the facility and on local streets as it has in past events at Marine Stadium. No swimming is allowed in Marine Stadium because the boating activities, and this will not change under the project. The city's proposal to remove the fence and replace only a portion of the fence was based on two community surveys conducted in 2007. The public hearings on this proposal were contentious as the residents all had differing views on whether or not to replace this fence. The proposed project, in our view, is consistent with the certified LCP, and the project will not adversely impact public access to Shoreline to Marine Stadium. Therefore, staff is recommending that the commission find that no substantial issue exists in this case with respect on which the appeals have been filed. And here are just some additional photos of this fence. Here's the beach area, and it'll just open up that area between there's a public road fronting that fence and the neighboring residences, and just another view of the beach at Marine Stadium there. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Ex-party starting on my left. Okay, no ex-parties. I'll open the public hearing, and again, because staff is recommending no substantial issue, we allow 3 minutes per side. I see no speaker slip. Usually we'd start with the appellant, and I see none for them, and I see 7 or 8 speaker slips here in favor of the project. So I'll call up the city first, Mark Sandoval. How are you going to break this up with the speakers? Are you going to take the whole 3 minutes, or is...
I will do whatever is your will.
Whatever you want to do. You guys have 3 minutes. And so.
Okay. I'll probably take a minute. I can't help but saying this is like deja vu all over again. This is my third time in this very room.
Could you state your name for the record?
I'm sorry. Mark Sandoval. I'm the manager of Marinas and Beaches for the City of Long Beach. Marine Stadium is an area under my jurisdiction. I've had this position since 1995. As I said, this is the third time in this very room supporting this project and debating this very issue. We've looked at the removal of this fence from an operational perspective, from a security perspective, from a code perspective, and from a residential desire perspective. And from all of those perspectives, it points to the fact that removal of this fence will enhance the stadium and not be a detriment to the stadium. So we are supporting staff's recommendation. We are supporting the removal of the fence, and the only opposition is from individuals that will not be directly impacted by the fence removal itself. And other than that, I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay, is there anyone else as part of that 3 minutes who wants to say anything? If not, okay. Thank you very much for coming here today then. I'll close the public hearing, go back to staff for response, if any.
No response from us.
Okay, with that, I'll go to Commissioner Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the Commission determine the appeal number A-5-LOB-08-218 raises no substantial issue with respect to the grounds on which the appeal was filed and recommend a yes vote.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Clark and second by Commissioner Schellenberger. Both the maker and second are asking for a yes vote. Would you like to speak to your motion, Commissioner Clark?
I think staff has covered it very well.
Commissioner Schellenberger?
Thank you.
Is there any objection to a unanimous yes roll call vote on this item? Hearing none, the commission unanimously finds that appeal number A5LOB-08-218 raises no substantial issue regarding consistency with the certified local coastal plan and/or the public access policies of the Coastal Act. Again, thank you for coming today on this. Okay. And then we'll go to...
Next item is item 9A. And, Mr. Chairman, do we have any speaker slips on this item? No? No speaker slips. Okay. We do?
Okay. But just be careful.
Okay. I'll have a very brief presentation for item 9A. And this is a Coastal Development Permit Amendment to revise the on-site parking plan for an approved conversion of an existing two-story single-family residence into a restaurant with 350 square feet of dining area. In revising the parking plan from 7 parking stalls to 6 parking stalls. And the applicant is also proposing to reduce the restaurant seating area from 350 square feet to 300 square feet. The applicant is Amuse Cafe Partners Limited Partnership, and the project site is in the Venice area of the City of Los Angeles. Special Condition 1 of the underlying coastal permit required the applicant to obtain a Coastal Commission approval for any deviation from the approved plans from what was previously approved by the Commission, including any changes to the number of parking stalls. In this case, as a result of the City's review of the final plan, the number of on-site parking spaces has been reduced from 7 to 6. Also, the amount of dining area in the restaurant is being reduced from 350 square feet to 300 square feet because of the one-stall reduction of on-site parking supply. Staff is recommending approval of the amendment, subject to revised special conditions reflecting a reduction in the number of parking spaces and square footage to the restaurant, and the motion for approval can be found on page 2 of the staff report, and that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Ex parte, starting on my left, none. Thank you. No ex parties. I'll open the public hearing. I have 2 speaker slips. Do you wish to speak or listen to a motion? Jeannie Rosenberg and Max Trumberg. Power. Okay, motion. Thank you. And thank you for coming today. Okay. With that, Commissioner Wan.
I'll move approval as per staff.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Wan, seconded by Commissioner Schallenberger. Both the maker and second are asking for a yes vote. Passage of this motion will result in the approval of the amendment and the adoption of the resolutions and findings. Would you like to speak to your motion, Commissioner Wan?
No.
Commissioner Schallenberger?
No, thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to unanimous yes roll call vote on this item? Hearing none, the commission hereby unanimously approves the Coastal Development Permit Amendment. Okay, thank you, and I think that's the last item. And
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry it took so long this morning.
Yeah, again, I mean, we try to schedule these meetings, but the 2 items that were postponed would have kept us here till probably about noon.
I was trying to beat the Commissioner Riley record of 7.5 minutes. I couldn't do it.
Well, it's 14 minutes right now. So we'll see you in the same...
Well, we have a couple public comments.
Oh, we do,
speak.
Okay.
Yeah, just handed to me. John Nathas and Bruce Heyman, 3 minutes each. Thank you for coming.
What's the number we're trying to hit?
Well, we've already missed it. If you were at 7 minutes, you'd be getting me in trouble. See?
Well, I definitely won't go 7 minutes. I have a PowerPoint presentation. My name's Bruce Heyman, Commissioner Kruer, commissioners and staff. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you this morning. In May, Commissioner Wan and Executive Director Peter Douglas and I had an opportunity to talk after the meeting. And we were exploring the possibility of having a workshop for harbor design. So I went off and looked into that, and DBW actually assigned a person to help me, and they liked that idea. But obviously DBW is having a similar budget issue as you're having, so it's just a pipe dream at this point. But I thought every once in a while I'd try and take 3 minutes just to go through a few issues that I think hopefully will help the commission and staff understand some of the things about harbor design. The first thing I want to point out, and this is coming from my discussions with the division chief up at DBW, is they have no design enforcement authority. And so there's no design permitting that they're allowed to issue. And hence, while they, when they formed, they tried to be able to issue statutes, they're not able to do that. So what they are is they're literally guidelines. I've gotten to know Bill Curry, who's the author of these guidelines, pretty well. And one of my favorite quotes from him is, don't check your brain at the door. So in other words, you know, every harbor is different, and you need to apply these guidelines in a way that makes sense and is safe for your harbor. Also, the division chief, Steve Watanabe, he continues to point out, this is, every harbor is different. He wants harbor directors and other folks to reach out to them, and certainly Coastal Commission staff is free to do so, and the guidelines have a fair amount of leniency for different things that you can do. Next slide, please. Specifically, one of the things that's most topical is ADA, and we hear all the time when harbors are getting laid out that we lose a lot of slips to ADA. Given my engineering, though not civil engineering background, I dug into this and did a lot of reading. And the first thing that I noticed is that the federal guidelines state very clearly these guidelines have not been incorporated into the Department of Justice accessibility standards and are therefore not enforceable. Now, what DBW has done is they've tried to stay in touch with the federal guidelines and tried to write their guidelines in such a way that they believe that when this does become law, that they will be compliant with it. But until it becomes law, they're just trying their best. Next slide, please. If we look at my own harbor within Dana Point, the first meeting we went to in August 2006, we were told that we'd lose 277 slips due to ADA. We pointed out that that number seems a little high. In the November meeting, they came back and said it would be a 2% loss, and which we said is still a little high. So they came back in December and said, well, it's actually 23 slips, which is actually correct. But one of the things that you have to remember is when you make an ADA slip, it's not lost. You can still put a boat in it. You can still have a human and a family using it. So where is actually the slip loss coming from? May I have 10 more seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. It comes from having to make the finger a little bit wider. Instead of a 3-foot finger, you make it 5-foot. In our case, in our harbor, out of 2,409 slips, that comes to a total of 2.6 slips lost. So most of us are feeling we ought to make some more of these slips because the impact's not much. Thank you very much. Have a great trip back home.
Thank you, sir. John Nahas? Mr. Nahas? Mr. Nahas up there?
Nope.
I guess not. Director Douglas, comments, anything else? See you in San Francisco, as they say.
Yes, and if the commission was satisfied with this venue, we're going to schedule a return here.
And please, on behalf of the commission, thank Commissioner Lowenthal again on behalf of her warm welcome and helping get at the facilities and everything. She did a yeoman's job.
I'll also thank my alternate.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Larry, for pointing out that you're alternate. So.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
May I just add that I'd also like to thank, on behalf of the whole commission, the staff of the city who were so helpful, particularly last night. They were there for us. They were terrific, and I'm seeing our IT people nodding as well. They were very, very helpful on both security and IT and everything, so I appreciate that. I know we all do.
Thank you.
I'd like to write a letter to the city, to the mayor, and thank him and specifically note the cooperation and extra help from the staff here.
Please.
This was a good venue. What was that?
Never mind.
Okay, well, thank you and everybody for their participation.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you in December.
Yep.